This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody. So I'm here with Zay Flowers, star receiver from Boston College. I'm, for my money, definite first-round pick. I already told y'all about this, by the way. But first of all, I know because you came in.
Yeah,
and I heard you dishing something out. I just want to know, was that a song or do you got bars yourself?
I know I got some bars myself, man.
Okay,
I might drop an album or a mixtape after the drop. You never know.
You don't want to do it beforehand.
No, not beforehand.
No, yeah, exactly. We got to save it. It's funny because I don't know if you met or you heard of Marcus Jones. With the Patriots now,
yeah.
But that was it. He did some music while he was at Houston. Goes by Elliot J. I want to say, have you heard any of his stuff?
Nah.
Okay,
nah.
You got to check it out. It's a little auto tune. It's fun. It's
I
fun.
Got you,
yeah,
I got
yeah.
You.
No. So I love it. Now I can't help but notice, man. I was just like letting you like hang out with your guys and everything, but like the energy like you have and like the smile like you come in like it really seems like you feed off of that. And like it lights up the room. Like just where does that come from, man?
My brothers and sisters like this. I've been like this since I was young. So I just like seeing people smile, like having good vibes, just working hard. So that's all it really come from, just me being excited about everything that's going on in my life.
Yeah, man. Is that your little brother right there?
That's my nephew. That's my brother's son.
And the nephew? Yeah.
My brother passed away, and that's his son.
I hear you. I see the resemblance right away. I saw him out there. I was like, is a pro day in your future, maybe? I don't know,
yeah,
man.
No. He's definitely future, man. He might be out here.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see it. You have to tell me his name so I can keep an eye on that in the next couple of
Majesty, weeks. Majesty Flowers.
Now that's a baller's name right there.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
Yeah, for
that,
sure.
That dude's about to do some
he
stuff.
He's about to go crazy.
Oh, yeah. All right. So it's like I kind of mentioned out there, man. It's been a grind, and, you know, you've been going Vegas. You go down to the combine. Wish I had been there this year, but I wasn't able to go there. And just all the while, it just seems like, you know, everybody is like, oh, yeah, like, it's like Zay Flowers is one of the main attractions. And the pressure sometimes gets to some people, but it definitely doesn't seem like it gets to you at all. And like you mentioned, it's because you love ball. But
yeah.
A lot of guys love ball. But it's different. Like, how do you respond, you know, and why are you able to respond this way when you got that target on your back and everybody's kind of coming for you?
Right. I'm really not here for the attention, for the camera. I'm really here just for something I love, just play ball and do what I do every day, go to work for something I love. So it ain't really no pressure to me. I've been an underdog for a long time, and I love it that way.
Yeah, it's like we don't do it for the gram. You
know? Yeah.
No, we do it for real. No, for sure. By the way, I had never seen Emmett, and he just looks out there like in warm-ups, like slinging it. And like it kind of looked like it almost was like loosening up, like for you. It's just like, all right, we're having fun. We're just out here, like,
yeah.
What was that like? Because it seemed like he was also coming up to you, checking and seeing how you were doing, and it like kind of made the workout feel even more smooth.
Yeah, like, man, just having Emmett out there made me more comfortable because I played with him for the last 3 or 4 games, and he threw me like my last 6 touchdowns. So. Just being able to play with him, me and him always talked about it. Like, if we got the chance to play, it's going to be something special. And Emmett going to be a special player here, so I'm waiting for it.
It looks the part, man. What about Kobe, man? So he came out here, and he had himself a day.
Man, that's my OG right there, man. I go all the way back, 2019. As soon as I stepped in here, man, he helped me out with everything I needed and took care of me and made me more comfortable in a situation where I was coming all the way from Florida. And he's just been like a big bro to me, honestly.
Yeah. Yo, so speaking of which, did you honestly say that you kind of missed the weather up here when you came?
A little bit. You
oh
know,
my God.
Not the 20-degree weather. You see, right now it's kind of like 48, 50 around there.
Yeah.
See, I missed that right there. You could walk out in a little nice jacket, put on a fit.
No.
You know, you can chill. In Florida, you got to wear a tank top. Yeah, sweating before you step out the house.
No, it's always too hot. Like, yeah. I was down in New Orleans. Yeah. So I was actually down in New Orleans during the combine. So I had to like watch you on the road. But like that was nice though, because we're talking February, early March in New Orleans. So it's like, oh, it's only 80, yeah. Right? So it's not the worst. But I've been down there when it's hot and it's terrible. I'm from the Midwest originally though.
Okay. So you know a little bit.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I can't imagine somebody from down south, you know, like down in Florida, coming being like, oh. Well, not coming all the way up, but being like, oh, I kind of miss what it's like up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a second home now. So
yeah,
I miss it a little bit. Like, been here 4 years, built a fan base, built family, got friends out here. So like a second home to me.
Yeah. What would it be like?
Patriots.
What would it be like to stick around?
I mean, it'll be fun, man. Like, I already built stuff out here. So why not keep building on it?
Yeah, for sure, man. And I mean, I watched like Utah. So I like EJ Snyder, Brett Coleman. So I actually talk with EJ sometimes. I saw like their conversation with you, and that you worked with them. Like, you did like the Haas juke routes and stuff like that. It's like, did you get the impression that they were kind of feeling you out and seeing how you did with their stuff specifically?
Yeah, I felt like that. I felt that, but. You know, I feel like every team gonna do that to you, just to get a feel for you and what you do. So, I won't really call it nothing special. Like, I don't really know. It could be something special. It could be not. But I was just blessed to have the opportunity to go out and work for them.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Just curious. Was there ever any point where you thought, man, maybe I would kind of like to run that 40 today to see if I could get that 4.3?
I really thought about everything. I was just like, you know, somebody ran a 6.5 at the on the L cone at the combine. He had like Jackson had the highest.
Yeah, Jackson Smith. Yeah. He was 6.57.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, maybe I should go test that out. But you know, I just wanted to chill.
Yeah, the competitor in you, and in the end, right? It's all about the on field stuff. Which again, like, you know, you come out and it looks different.
Yeah.
Right? And from your standpoint, what about the way that you just approach, you know, the routes and just like doing your business on every single play that separates you and makes you special?
In my head, it's three things: attack, compete, and win. That's the only three things in my head every time I'm running the route.
Doug, you look like you're attacking the air out here. It's like, ain't nobody there, ain't no DBs, and you're out here just running 110 damn miles an hour. Like,
yeah.
And I mean, like, when, like, even when you're doing it on air, like, what's your mentality like when you're lining up and for example, like, you did like the corner post, which I heard is like your favorite route.
Yeah.
It's like, even when you're running it on air, like, what is your thought process?
I'm envisioning somebody in front of me every time, and like how I'm gonna move and what I'm gonna do and how I'm gonna attack the ball. So every time I'm running routes on air, I'm envisioning somebody in front of me and just trying to detail every part of the route to get their hips to flip and go win that ball.
Yeah, and it's like, do you ever find yourself, like, when you're running it on air, like, I'm going to make sure that I run it a different way every time?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either whether it's more, like, a heavier stick, or I give them, like, head at the top, or whether it's just exploding at the, out the route, or, like, just the small stuff like that.
No, absolutely. So, to kind of wrap it up, what's the plan from now? Because pro day's over now. So, what's the plan between now and the draft? Like, even just like talking about like school and like, you know, kind of dealing with that and just like what are you doing between now and this huge moment that's going to happen for you?
Oh, same plan. Ain't nothing changing. We working every day. We on the field, we catching, we running routes every day.
What's the schedule, man?
Wake up, do football, go to sleep, wake up, do football again.
Yeah. Do you still got classes or are you done?
So I'm going to finish school in the summer.
All right, cool. Yeah, so what's your major, by the way?
Communications.
There we go. See, communications, I love that. I kind of wish that I had done that back in the day. Maybe I wouldn't be 32, still trying to, you know, gotta break into the media game and all that. So, hey, maybe at the end of it, you know, you could be like Steve Smith, who loves you, by the way.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Oh, my God.
That's my guy.
I mean, when I – and here's the thing. Like, when I heard him be like, he's a bigger dog than me, I grew up with that man. I know what he was about. And for him to say that, I'm like, I mean, look, I already think the dude's a dog, but goddamn, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he a dog know a dog when you see one. And I watch him a lot, so he definitely gave me a part of the game.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. Zay, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate it, my guy.
Yeah, have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.